Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, let me go through this really quick because we're going to have our friend Dave Krieger on. He's the Power Hour show host out of Texas who had us on a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know what, we need to get this guy on the phone with us, get him on Zoom, get him on social media platforms, and as well as the radio show, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So he's going to be joining us in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, if you want to watch us on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top, join us on SOL Radio Live on that live stream. You can watch us 24/7, both of the afternoon show and the morning show with show host Tim Brown over there as well. Also, check us out on BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show host where you can, where we think for ourselves and not make the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. Now listen, I just want you to, you just heard this during the break. Again, this is live radio, and you just heard about how the Supreme Court, right? And by the way, if you look up Google Supreme Court, they define the Supreme Court as if to suggest that they're God, that they're the final arbiters. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what it says. That is completely unconstitutionally true. It's dangerous to even think that way, because when you think that the Supreme Court is the final say, then people will begin to submit to it as if to suggest what they're saying is legitimate and or lawful, when in fact the opposite is true, Isaiah 5:20. Folks, what you're seeing from the Supreme Court today, for the most part, is a bunch of injustices legislating from the bench on the behalf of their special interest group that they're working for. But in this case, concerning the First Amendment victory, it should have never went to the Supreme Court in the first place. But we see, and we just heard during the break, that the First Amendment victory, Supreme Court sides with praying football coach. Huh. Supreme Court sides with praying football coach. Huh. Interesting. And of course, this individual, former Bremerton High School assistant football coach Joe Kennedy, he goes and tells the people that this is good. Now we can all pray at will and not be worried about what others are going to say. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, you never lost the right. This is all smoke and mirrors. This is the mainstream media browbeating the American people into submission, into believing that whatever the Supreme Court says, it goes. I mean, if that wasn't the case, do you think that there would have been 63 million babies that have been murdered up to the present? If they didn't believe the Supreme Court, I mean, the American people bowed the knee to the Supreme Court. They threw off the word of God and allegiance and obedience to him, and they took on the word of man and says, okay, it's a woman's choice. Whoa! Is this crazy? Going back to you never lost the right. Well, I've done 365 public high schools across the country in 25 different states. What you see here is what you get there. We don't take our hat off and act as if we're somebody else when it appeases men. No, 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 no. We don't ask the devil for permission to obey God, period. But this is what I want you to get through your heads and into your hearts. Students have the right to pray on a public school campus. They never lost the right. The only people that you're listening to is the mainstream media. Again, that 86% of you say you don't believe. And who's pushing the fear? The ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, which is a known communist organization. They do not have a lawful leg to stand on. Folks, it's interesting. The ACLU is defending pedophiles against their crimes against children. They're defending Muslims concerning their right to pray and wash in public schools today. But for some reason in your own country, you can't pray to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the name of Jesus Christ? Absolutely you can. You never lost the right. As a matter of fact, what they're advocating for is unconstitutional. Okay? Students have the right to read their Bibles on a public school campus. Oh, what I would do if I could be a teenager again today. I would absolutely, had I been raised up in a godly fashion, I would have went until I was in sixth grade, and when I had a strong foundation, I would have asked my parents to throw me back into public schools to seek and save that which is lost. Oh, no doubt about it. Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15. Folks, students have the right to form religious Christian clubs on campus. Of course. That's how we were conceived as a nation, friends. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious material on campus. Friends, I'm here to tell you, you never lost the right. This isn't a victory. This is only an affirmation and a confirmation of who we are and the rights that we have given unto us by our Creator, period. Read the preamble, friends. The Declaration of Independence, they call it the seedbed. Again, you never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with Christian themes. Of course you do. Has anybody taken the time to see the primers that our forefathers established? Whoa, Congress, as a matter of fact, back in the late 1700s, were printing off Bibles. Oh my goodness. Here, students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian beliefs. Absolutely. Friends, you never lost the right. Friends, your rights are forfeited. And what's happening here is only an affirmation and a confirmation of your God-given rights. That's it. Nothing more. And I got to be honest with you, I'd be very careful as to what's going on right now, because it seems like the powers that are tolerated in corruption within is, for some reason or another, appeasing the American people right now by giving them all these victories. But are you paying attention to the other hand, friends, through sleight of hand, smoke of mirrors? Folks, this is insane. Students have the right to discuss religious issues, even though other students may overhear them. Absolutely. And despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things. Folks, we're going to come right back on the other side with our friend from the Power Hour, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Dave Kreiger joins us on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, we have a guest right now, Dave Kreiger from the Power Hour, the show host out of Texas, who had us on a couple weeks ago. And I thought the conversation led in such a fashion that we had to have him over on our radio show and see what this guy's got, because he was bringing it during the show and we were aligned at every given step. So with that said, I'm going to hold off on the calls until probably the third segment. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Well, so without further ado, let's pull up our friend Dave Kreiger from the Power Hour. Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Dave Kreiger here from the Power Hour.
Dave Kreiger. Okay, well, there we got it. You know, it's
beyond Bradley. It was a blast having you on the show, too.
Well, amen. And I just thought that when we were having the conversation, Dave, it just kept going and going and going. And I thought, you know what, we need to have Dave over here and just kind of see what's hot on his plate right now concerning maybe some of the things that we're overseeing, or you know, we just might have a blind side right now. So what is it that you're covering over on the Power Hour right now?
Well, I don't think, seriously, from everything that I've heard you saying right now, Bradley, I don't think you're missing a trick. I think you've got them figured out. I'm talking about Sleepy Joe, you know, the one I call Scarecrow on this program, If I Only Had a Brain. You know, that's the guy I'm talking about. And his sidekick, Giggles, who can't complete a sentence without laughing. These are very dangerous people. And because of the fact that Sleepy Joe let out the fact that he has a cue card that tells him what to do every step of the way, I mean, I'm just laughing my head off. I'm going, man, where is the 25th Amendment when you need it? But then, see, you have to take out the rest of the hierarchy. You got to take out not only Biden, but you have to take out his sidekick, Giggles, and then you got to take out Pelosi, because they're all lining up. I mean, you'll literally, by the time you're done, you'll be impeaching the entire cabinet. So, you know, we're looking at a lot of different things here. Most, you know, certainly this thing with gun control and all these red flag laws that are being passed right now. unfortunately, where I am, we don't have those kinds of things, Bradley, but I would think that was... That's probably the thing that's really shaking up your listeners right now.
Well, I think there's a lot shaking up our listeners, hopefully shaking them up enough to actually do something about the issues at hand. You know, when you're talking about Joe Biden that way, we know that he's there by voter fraud. He's got too many controlled operatives and conservative news, yesterday's liberals, that's what they are, that are just parroting the narrative from the mainstream media that 86% of the people say they don't believe. What's do I want to say scary? No, not really, because I feel over here we're rising to the level of expectation by the grace given unto us by God. But when we talk about Joe Biden and the dangers of what we have in the face of the nation right now, how do you make sense, Dave, of 329.5 million people tolerating the corrupt within our federal government? And I'm highlighting corruption, not the good men in the institution of government that got ordained. I'm talking about the corruption. What do you suppose is the resolve concerning the issues in which we're facing right now in these dangerous times?
I think I've counted about 50 people. And I would say count the number of people on one hand, but there's about 50 people in my book that actually, I think, are marching with God, that put God first. And that's what this country has failed. And so when you're talking about 320 some odd million people, how many of them depended on government when the government said, we've got a pandemic? Yep. And all of a sudden, we've got a vaccine. And it's like people thought for a minute and said, hey, somebody is here to deliver us from evil. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. What about this whole thing? It normally takes about 10 years to develop a vaccine that actually works. And all of a sudden, we just have a vaccine out of nowhere. Then you come to find out, after interviewing, I'm sure, mutual guests who have all said that this stuff was sitting on the shelf in 2015. I'm looking at, wow, does this sound a lot like the Patriot Act? You know, after 9/11, all of a sudden, here's this thing in mothballs that Mike Chertoff and others authored, 1,200 some odd pages, and of course they're all, well, we have to pass it before we know what's in it. I mean, does that sound familiar to you?
Oh, it does.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this thing going, mm-hmm. How can the American people be so gullible? Well, wait a minute, not all of them are. There's a lot of them out there that are tuned in, and see, because of all the programming that we've had done during this COVID pandemic, this lockdown, everybody was told to stay home or you're going to get the deadly disease. And now we find out it's a bioweapon. And we're sitting there in all honesty and sincerity going, wait a minute. If this is a bioweapon, I'm alluding back to your question, Bradley. How have we got all these people that are just standing idly by not calling for somebody's head? Well, the thing is they've all been programmed to be fearful of the government. Now we have tyranny. So, you know, the handful of people, and this is what we encourage. I think, Bradley, you encourage your listeners to do the same thing. We got to get down and dirty into the local community, ferret out all the garbage that's in there, and we need to put people in office locally that can do the will of we the people, not the other way around.
That's exactly it. And boy, oh boy, Dave, you're saying a lot of stuff, and I think I could go along with you on 15 things that you had just said concerning in response to. It amazes me because, again, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid where the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. In this country, there's absolutely no excuse for where we're at today. And I would bet, you know, it begs the question here, and I'm going to propose this to you. What happened to these colors don't run?
That's a good question. I mean, literally, with these red flag laws that they're now passing, I mean, 19 states are already being encouraged to move forward. We've got that, like me, I served during NAM. I took the same oath to the Constitution that all these other veterans did, and all the people, they put their hand on their heart and said they pledge allegiance to the flag. And the thing is when you're looking at the Constitution, I mean, they don't even teach it in high school. So, I mean, you know, you don't learn in grade school. You don't. We took God out of the schools, and when we did that, we took the foundation of this country out as well, and teachers just aren't teaching it. Now, they'd rather teach, hey, let's have drag shows in school. Wouldn't that be fun? And see, this is why you got all these moms out there, like a lot of our listening audience of the Power Hour, are homeschooling their kids. They actually welcome them. They go, you know what, you're little mister or missus, you're not going to learn the stuff they're teaching these kids in high school. You're going to learn the stuff that we want to teach that's God-based. That's what's important here. And there's a lot of God-based programs like Dennis Prager and others that are out there advocating the truth. And see, this is what their kids are not learning at school. Instead, no, we got to wear a mask. And, you know, when they're doing that and they're programming these kids and the teachers are saying, well, we're just going to go on strike. We're not going to teach unless we can do remote teaching. Then when you got remote teaching, what are they doing? They're monitoring these children for all the data. So we're in the middle of a surveillance state. This is one of the reasons why I think people are just a little hesitant about coming out of their shell and saying, hey, I don't want to do this. You know, it's like you show up on January 6th. We had this Texas couple in San Marcos. All of a sudden, had a SWAT team show up at the door.
Yep.
Because they were there. And it's like, wow, see, these are all people that wanted to peacefully protest, and it turned into a riot, not an insurrection. The whole thing was overblown, and it's all politics. We've let politics divide this country. We've left God completely out of the equation. I pray with people on the air almost every time I'm on, Bradley, because of the fact that people need spiritual healing as well as an awakening. They need to understand that God is there for them if they just ask, if they just open the door and let him in. You know, we wouldn't have this fear-based nonsense that's going on right now, and it's all being promoted by our government.
Well, let's go back to that, okay? Because, again, I could answer five things that you just said. You're a show host. That's what comes with guys like me and Dave. That's just how it works. But in 18 states right now, homeschoolers have increased 63%. Since 2021. It's interesting. You were talking about what's being taught in schools right now. I don't know that you've seen this or not, Dave, but the head of the Drag Queen Story Hour was just arrested for child porn. And there's actually, and again, let's keep in mind it's a small, small number, but it must be, that leaving must be purged. But the fact of the matter is that anybody that would subject their kid to a man that dresses as a woman and they want to hang out with your kids, if that doesn't tell you what the problem is right there, I don't know what can help you. And then now going over to what you were talking about concerning the January 6th insurrection, Dave, I don't know what kind of information you have over there in Texas, but I know here that it's been exposed time and time again that the FBI was in part, if not completely and wholly, the responsible party when it comes to who engineered and orchestrated January 6th. I mean, if you've not seen Gateway Pundit's version of what just took place there, that short documentary, it is second to none. And the FBI and these agencies seem to be found out over and over and over again, like they were in Michigan, concerning the engineered kidnapping plot of that of Gretchen Whitmer. And yet the mainstream media keeps powering over the grassroots people across the country. I want to come back to that because I think that's more important, because people need to understand the very government that they're putting their trust into right now is, in fact, the government that's bringing a curse upon us as a nation. Okay, so I appreciate having this guy here. We'll be right back, Dave. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back with Dave Krieger.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to blame Russia for global inflation. Biden was pressed about soaring gas and food prices while answering questions from reporters in Madrid.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
as long as it takes. So Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Those comments, as many of you may be trying to beat the 4th of July traffic rush. AAA estimates around 48 million people will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with the worst travel delays expected Thursday and Friday afternoon. This as Delta pilots are picketing over wages and work hours at 7 major Delta hubs, including Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court says the EPA overstepped its authority.
The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA wants vaccine makers to update COVID boosters to fight the latest Omicron subvariants. Specifically, officials want BA.4 and BA.5 to be the focus. That's in addition to the virus's original strain. However, Dr. Peter Marks says there will be no changes to the initial two-dose vaccine series. Those who have gotten their first two shots would get a booster that targets Omicron. The Colorado Avalanche are celebrating their third Stanley Cup title with a victory parade and rally in downtown Denver. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, folks, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. We have our friend Dave Krieger with us. He is the show host of Power Hour. Everybody seems to know that. I mean, it seems like we're running into the same people here, Dave, as I'm looking down at the comments, and it's like, well, praise God for that. I appreciate this connection. And I appreciate more than anything, Dave, is individuals that have the internal fortitude to stand up and say what needs to be said, because it's truth that makes us free, John 8:32, not the compromise, not the fraternizers. And so with that said, we were just talking about January 6th, and I just want to throw this at you, and I'm going to let you run. January 6th, bad cop behavior revealed in January 6th trial of retired NYPD officer. Second, Oath Keeper pleads guilty while pretrial proceedings continue this afternoon. None of them should be in jail. They should all be out on bail. It's an American gulag, speaking of the prisoners, the political prisoners there. Exclusive January 6th, political prisoner was going to see his family for the first time on his birthday after 15 months. In prison, he said the Biden regime moved him right before family visit. And then we have Julie Kelly. FBI is refusing. Here's our said law enforcement. And by the way, we have a long history of the FBI protecting conspirators, the big guys, while they attack the little guys, us peasants. But Julie Kelly said FBI is refusing to release hundreds of thousands of pages related to January 6th. What say you, I mean, outside of the obvious here, let's say somebody's never heard what you're about to tell us. What is it that you'd want them to know about January 6th?
Agents provocateur at its worst, and it's all politically driven. I don't know of any administration. I mean, I remember Obama used the IRS as his, you know.
That's right. Yep.
He went after everybody using the IRS. And the thing is now we've got the Biden administration using the FBI to basically do all of its bidding. The agents provocateur that were involved, I mean, there's enough evidence coming out right now to at least make people suspect to understand. And, I mean, you've got all these agents now being armed with hollow point bullets that the United States government has been buying up. And you've got to ask whether or not this just extends beyond January 6th, whether or not the agents provocateur actually were grooming not just the people that were in the crowd inciting the problems that eventually unfolded into a full-scale riot. And to me, you know, the media has called this, and the politicians have called this insurrection so much to the point where they've got people brainwashed or at least indoctrinated into believing it was an insurrection when it was anything but. It was a riot that got out of control. I mean, when you see the shaman with all the makeup and everything going into, you know, the chamber and, hey, man, what's happening? You know, that's a riot. That's an insurrection. I mean, the guy wasn't armed. I mean, people don't look back in history and look at Shays' Rebellion. You want to talk about an insurrection? Let's look at Lexington and Concord. Let's look at the fact that we have the British coming against us. They warned us. We assembled all these farmers, Christmas addicts, everybody else. I mean, we're all on a level playing field here, except when it comes to the FBI. And then you have to wonder whether or not all these people that they knew were on the radar for all these school shootings that preceded the gun laws, that preceded the election laws, that preceded the voting, that preceded the pandemic, whether or not they weren't being groomed for something a little bit more sinister. And see, it, I mean, to me, in my book, this stuff has been, PSYOPs has been going on all the time.
That's right.
It's being used against the American people. It doesn't matter what category you're involved in. If you're looking at the Fed, fidelity, bravery, and integrity went out a decade and a half ago. Ever since, and I got to ask a simple question of all of your listeners as well as my own. I do on a regular basis. I did today when I had John Whitehead on my show. How many Wacos and Ruby Ridges is it going to take to wake you up?
I was just going to bring that up. It's absolutely stunning the ignorance of the people that just look the other way when it comes to the crimes of those that are set in place to allegedly protect the American people. I was thinking of Waco. I was thinking of Ruby Ridge. And I'll tell you what, when you get into the details of Ruby Ridge, you want to talk about making my blood boil real quick. That's one of those cases that we need to look at. It really is.
There's a book written by Jerry Spence called From Freedom to Slavery. And when I read the first chapter, when he was talking about defending Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge, I broke down in tears with the stuff that he was writing in there. And the thing is, he was never convicted of the sawed-off shotgun. He was convicted of failure to appear and served 18 months. And they made him serve every single day of that. And they killed his wife in the process. Lon Hoare Ute got brought to trial, was acquitted. I mean, all of this stuff, you know, when they let them off the hook. And here's the sad thing about Uvalde and places like that. Police organizations cannot be held liable. That's the law. It's Supreme Court, supreme law of the land. That, you know, all these Congress people are saying the Supreme Court should just go to hell. They're not doing anything. And they just because they didn't rule the way we wanted to and keep abortion legal. And see, I bet half these protesters out there don't even realize that if their mother aborted them at that time they were given birth to, they wouldn't be there protesting. All these people are that age and they're out there protesting. This is how our government has done the PSYOP operation, not only to influence these people, and they might have even been paid agents provocateurs.
Of course.
We don't know.
Yep.
We don't know. You know, if we say something like that, it's like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a nutcase. You're a domestic terrorist. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, we find out it was true.
Yeah.
Everything we said we were accused of being a conspiracy theorist for, it's all of a sudden now coming into fruition. You and I are reporting this stuff on a regular basis, just like the pandemic.
I don't think anybody can go there anymore, though, Dave. I don't think people can go there anymore. You can't call this a theory any longer. By the way, if you read 1 Kings and 2 Kings, conspiracy is all over the place, and conspiracies always happen within because they were controlled that way. And it's exactly what we're seeing here. Foreigners can see what's happening in America more than Americans can see what's happening. And by the way, going back to January 6th, I think it's amazing. The word befuddled is the right word here. It befuddles me that the the American people don't see that Joe Biden was put into place by voter fraud, yet the mainstream media sold to the American people that 80 million people put in there, yet on the campaign trail, not even one person, the mainstream media was reporting, not even one person showed up in support of either one of them. And on top of that, once he takes occupants concerning the People's White House at the Oval Office, then all of a sudden they create this domestic insurrection only to accuse law-abiding Americans that are standing up against tyranny as domestic terrorists. If people can't see who's responsible for that, I don't know how to help people. It was the angel of death. The SS officer, and I'm talking about Joseph Mengele. He said, the more that we do to you, Dave, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. That is judgment upon a nation that refuses to deal with corruption, and that's where we're at today. Dave, how do people get a hold of you really quick? Because I think people on our show right now are asking the question, how do we get a hold of this guy? He's good.
Well, here's the thing. Bradley, you know, I know we're all in the same boat. We're all preaching the same sermon here. And the one thing that, you know, I constantly have to pray for America. That's the one thing I always do, because we don't know when it's going to be the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes. But, you know, we've got to be ready in heart. We've got to be ready in spirit. A lot of people, a lot of my callers, I mean, if you want to write to me at support@thepowerhour.com, you can. I'm on live from 11 to 1 a.m. on thepowerhour.com if you click listen now. And the beauty of it is we share a lot of the same information. I'm sure we share a lot of the same guests. Everybody's trying to put the word out. And I to answer your other question, your other comment you just made, I appeared at Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour on stage with General Michael Flynn and Eric Trump, same stage, lecturing the crowd on how the left-wing media has destroyed America. People paying too much attention to the left-wing media, and even Fox has their moment when they're praying way to the left, and up to fight. Time out. God gave us wisdom, discerning of spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It's right there in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. If you would just read it and get wisdom, understand how the manifestations of the spirit work in tandem, and you will become very strong and powerful, and you'll be able to sift through all of the propaganda that's being meshed out there. And it's all because of the Tavistock Institute, which I brought up at Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. This is an organization founded in London, England. They got a picture, a statue of Sigmund Freud standing out in front. And this bunch here has been mind-controlling and doing psyops over the American media ever since. Through all of its contacts and all the major media, they just had to come up with 23 or so different organizations that could spearhead, and this Operation Mockingbird, get that stuff out of your head. It's more like Mindbird these days, because everybody's being programmed and told what to say, when to say it, how to say it. You literally turn on every channel and it's there. This is part of our downfall, is we're paying too much attention to what's going on there and not enough to our back channel information. This is most important because you're going to need it to survive in the future.
Amen. So if people want to get a hold of you, where do they go? To thepowerhour.com, or what is your URL?
Yeah, the URL is thepowerhour.com, and they can actually subscribe to 22828 on their cell phone by using their text, and they can automatically get our blast, the email blast, which contains the archives for the broadcast if they want to hear it. We also have a call-in number, and all you have to do is dial in from 11 to 1 Central, because we're live. We're also on shortwave on WWCR, live streaming from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And we have the toll-free number. We want people to call in. Like Bradley, like you and I, we're all about solutions. We want solutions. We want to get people and guide them through this mess to understand what they're facing and how to combat it.
Amen. I got you for another minute and a half. I guess I don't. 30 seconds. Okay, Dave, can we do this again? Let's do this again. I totally appreciate it. Am I saying your last name right? Dave Krieger.
Krieger.
Krieger. I'm sorry. Forgive me. We'll do this again. We got the. I totally.
Warrior.
Okay. I appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, sir. God bless everything you're doing.
Thank you. You too. Folks, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting, by the way, if you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting because this is exactly the point that I continuously try to make over and over and over again. You have these people on grassroots levels, such as Dave Krieger from the Power Hour. Folks, from what I've heard, I've had probably about an hour with him. Everything that we've talked about, he's been spot on. And the reason I'm saying that is because this is the information the American people must take heed to. But if I'd had someone from Fox News, folks, I'd have had 1,000 people on one outlet tuning into social media platforms. It shows you what the American people give their time to. If you're not famous, we don't care. You don't realize those people have been put up to lie to you. And I didn't say that. Dr. Udo Ulfkott told us that a year and a half before he died when he wrote a book exposing the CIA operation known as Operation Mockingbird. Okay? He said they're taught to lie, to betray the people. The American people would rather listen to those people in droves than someone that's willing to tell them what it is that most don't want to hear, but need to hear. That's what's so important about the show. And I'm not trying to be exclusive. Hey, folks, if I was trying to drive numbers to this page, I wouldn't be having guys on from different radio shows saying, hey, go check him out. I'm not insecure about who I am in the Lord, period. But I'm telling you what, friends, I'm glad that there's other people out there doing what we're doing here, such as Dave over at the Power Hour. And those are the kind of guys, those are the voices that we need to listen to, because these are the voices in the wilderness that are waking the American people up, shaking up the American people. Now, there was, now again, I got to say this. I can't say that no matter who we have on, either in the morning show or in the afternoon show, when you have a guest on, you got to let them vet. You got to let them share the information and what it is that they believe. And it's not like you believe every single thing that they say. And that's not something said to discredit Dave or anybody else on the morning show. The fact of the matter is, again, on this show, we're not holding to opinion. We're holding to the bedrock, the Word of God. We're holding to the Constitution. Just like one of our presidents said, he said, there's nothing sure but heaven and the Constitution. That's exactly right. And that's what we're going to hold to. So when it comes to Clay Clark and Trump and these others, folks, you know where we're at on all of that. We know who they are. We judge them by their fruits, Matthew 7:16. But again, if we can go ahead and take what we need to take from that conversation, man, there's a lot of good stuff. Man, there's a lot of eyes being opened right now because lights are being turned on right now. And that's our job, Ephesians 5:11. And Dave does a really good job of doing just that. And I'm really appreciative, to be quite honest with you, concerning the connection here. We were called up by them about 2 weeks ago. They had read one of our articles on News with Views. We're on about 40 different outlets. I know that's dwindled down quite a bit because of all the conservatives that weren't willing to stand up and fight when it was time to fight. They just wanted to fleece you for your money until it was time to fight and really do the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, but they weren't made out of that stuff, right? But again, I'm just real happy that we got that connection with Dave. I think he's got a lot of good things to say, and we're just going to keep moving forward, friends, and I just hope that we see this multiply concerning men that are willing to stand up and say what needs to be said, such as Dave Krieger. And so, again, with that said, we appreciate you, Dave. Let's move on here. Really quick, this is one of the things that I wanted to highlight just to show you once again, because this is, folks, this stuff is coming on the scene on a daily basis. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. What I'm going to show you right now is the audio video, audio for the listeners, obviously, and the video for those that are on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both pages. But we have some video of a hidden camera that catches a GOP, the good guys they sell you. Again, this political language that's designed to make lies sound truthful. But the hidden camera catches GOP congressman trying to dupe his constituents. Friends, I'm here to tell you, by experience, hey, folks, I can tell you, I don't know that I have time to get into this right now, but I'll tell you what, I remember back in 2011 when Michelle Bachmann was out there running for president, she did a couple events with us. For when we were doing high schools. And it's interesting, her in her circle, she's got another friend, and what they do is they like to go out and tell all the parents about all the bad things happening in public schools. Now, with that said, again, friends, Michelle did the right thing. She came out, she did a couple events with us until she wanted to become the president of the United States. I'm talking about Michelle Bachmann. And I never said a negative word about that woman ever. She used to tell the street teams, tell Bradley hi for me all the time when she'd see him out there. And all of a sudden in 2011, when she wanted to become the president of the United States of America, Michelle called me and she said, Bradley, I'm running for the presidency of the United States of America. And I said, yeah. And she said, now, do you want me to win? I said, well, you know, that's between you and the Lord. And if that's what the Lord would have you do, praise God. You know, that's where I'm at with it. She said, well, could you take me off your website? That's what she said to me. Can you take me off your website? And by the way, she struck again last summer, and she didn't have the internal fortitude or the courage to call me. See, folks, that's a politician. What you want me to take your name off my site when I'm standing for the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution? I'm standing against abortion. I'm standing against sodomy. I'm standing against corruption within our system of government, first starting within the church, and you want me to take my, on my website, you want me to take your name off of it. That's the kind of a person Michelle Bachmann is. She's a politician. That's where I'm at, and that's where I hold to until she writes this wrong. Okay? But, folks, what you need to understand is we see too much of this. As a matter of fact, now that I think about Michelle Bachmann, her and her friends, what do? They raise money to tell everybody about what's going wrong in public schools, but when someone actually goes in and brings the answers and educating the kids as to where it is that they came from and where they're going to, all of a sudden now I propose to be a problem when she runs for the presidency of the United States of America. You know what? That's a politician. We don't need any more of that. We need people that are doing the stuff out there, period. Okay? And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I'll tell you, friends, know who you're supporting out there. Know who you're supporting, because there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes with politicians that many don't want you to know. And I'm here to tell you, am I a big mouth? No, I'm not a big mouth. I mean, if it was said or it happened in confidentiality, I'd hold it to myself. But when that kind of stuff happens, I want people to know what they're dealing with when it comes to the likes of these politicians today, because I find it over and over and over again. They say what they want you to hear until they get in office, and then they begin the slow compromise. Okay? And we've seen it too many times. Let me bring you over to a Daniel Stevens. He's the field director for John Curtis for Congress. And I want you to see how he was just recently exposed. Again, he publicly is telling you what you want to hear, but what is he doing behind closed doors? Let's check this out.
When Roe v. Wade gets overturned, right? When some states, especially the state of Utah, has what they call a trigger law, which basically says the moment that that's gone, this is the new law of the land, right?
Which is,
for here in Utah, it's abortion is completely illegal, which is fascinating. I never thought that Governor Cox would get into something so
egregious.
Yeah, exactly. Restrictive.
Yeah. Does the congressman agree with that?
No, he does not like the trigger laws.
And he stated that?
He has not come out and stated it. That's a problem when it comes to Republican primary, right?
Why can't he say it?
He won't win.
Last year, we lost 800,000 babies to abortion. You tell me how we get that to zero, and I'm at the table to talk about whatever it takes to get that to zero.
As a Republican, switch about.
See, what he says and what he's being exposed for are two different topics.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important that we hold these people's feet to the fire.
Utah Valley, or Utah County. And so
they just won't vote for you.
They just won't vote for you.
It goes back to the voters.
Exactly. They're not willing to do the research. They want it to be easy.
They want you to play to the dupes of ill-designing men, friends.
That's the way to put it. So,
we can manipulate that.
Yeah.
And use it to win.
Yeah. Yeah. People think we're a rhino, and people think we're an establishment conspiracy.
See, so friends, this is what comes back. This is what dictators, in ending the show here, this is what dictators bet on. They bet that, just like Adolf Hitler said when he did what he did, okay, he said it's a good thing for people in power that the people don't think. Did you hear me? Adolf Hitler said it's a good thing for basically the people in governments that the people at large don't think. That's how the people in government get away with the things that they get away with. Okay? And if you know the law and your obligations before God and man, hey folks, you won't put up with any of this. And furthermore, when you look at the price paid for your freedoms and the blood that was shed, you're not going to roll over in the face of this. You're going to stand up against it. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Love you by what we do. See ya.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.